Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hey, friend, you're listening to the Nicole Walters Podcast. I'm a former six-figure corporate executive who woke up every morning feeling stuck in the life that I built for myself. But using my corporate skills, I took to the internet and built a multi seven-figure business showing others how they can build a life they love. Now on this podcast, I share stories of being an entrepreneur, a mom to my three amazing girls, and a wife to my crazy, kooky, dancing husband. I've had a couple of viral videos too, so you know there's going to be a lot of laughs here. So whether you've seen me on my viral vids, or on the Today Show, or read about me in Forbes, this is the place where we can meet, share stories, share laughs, and share fun. I'm your best friend in your head. So sit back, listen close, and let's get started.
Hey, friend. Thank you so much for spending time with me every single week. It has been a blast to not just share what I've learned in business and life along the way, but the journey of my family and how we manage to keep it all balanced. And what's fun about this chat is that if you've listened to episode one, which I hope you have, it's our number one, most listened to, most downloaded podcast. And you definitely want to go back and listen. Episode one is where I actually share in detail for the very first time the story of how our family came to be, the Walters. And in that story, I talk about what it is to be an adoptive mother and what it was like to unexpectedly have this amazing God-created family. And it's probably one of the most difficult but most beautiful stories that I get to share in my life. And if you haven't listened, I would definitely say go back and listen. But after episode one, we had so many people who came back and were like, well, we have a couple more questions, you know, because we see you as a business owner. You know, I travel the world. I have high net worth, you know, seven-figure corporate clients that I'm helping build their businesses every day. And they see me on Instagram and social media, in and out of boardrooms, in and out of meetings, on sets, on locations, filming shows, just doing a million things. And you're also aware that I'm a mom. I'm super busy and I'm a wife. I'm super busy. I've got a lot of things going on. And because life is so dynamic and there's so many different pieces, we get a ton of questions. That episode brought forth so many questions. So this chat is going to be a little bit different, kind of like last week's chat where I came to you guys live from Cartagena, Colombia. But in this one, I'm actually not going to do this solo. Why not ask my family to answer your questions directly? Because it comes better from them than it would for me. And they've got their own opinions and their own thoughts, no matter how crazy and kooky they may be. So in this particular chat, it's not just going to be me. It's also going to be me, the mid-tiny, the puffin, and my hubbin. So we have gotten a bunch of questions, and these questions are all over the place. So we're going to start off with questions about just everyday life, and I'll answer a couple of those. And then we'll dive into questions about what it's like, I guess, having me as a mom, which hopefully those will be fun, or questions about things that the girls love to do and things like that. So I'll kick it off. How do I avoid friction between me and my husband for things like house duties and children? Well, first things first, we do have help in our house. So I think that it's so easy for a lot of people to say, oh my gosh, you know, I do all the things. I'm a superwoman. I blah, blah, blah. Like, I literally could not do anything without having a team, without having staff. So in my business, I have a team of 15. My husband does work in my company as well. He's my attorney as well as our chief financial officer. So he manages those two aspects of the business. So there's that part. But in the home, we use really, really strong communication. A book that I always recommend for learning how to communicate with your mate, because for me and my husband, we actually almost got divorced in our first 3 years of marriage. And that's a chat for another day. And I'm very candid and transparent about it, because we just literally did not know how to talk to each other. We actually came into marriage with our own perspectives around what marriage was, and we hadn't really sat down to be clear about what we wanted it to be for us. That said, the book that really brought us through was called Fighting for Your Marriage by Dr. Howard Markman. Fighting for Your Marriage by Dr. Howard Markman. I love it. I highly recommend it. That has really taught us how to communicate, and that actually helps us avoid most friction. We recognize that if we have an opinion about something or a thought or a feeling, that they're valid and that it isn't about something personal, that, you know, as long as we each wake up, you know, and see each other's face there, that we still love each other and we want to be there. And that has really, really helped. Hey, cutie pie.
Hello.
I'm so excited to have you here chatting with your internet aunties.
Me too.
Yeah. You're so cute. Okay. So I'm going to ask you just a bunch of questions, really quick ones. And I just want you to know, if you don't want to answer it, you can always say, I don't want to answer it, or that makes me uncomfortable. Or if you don't know the answer, you can say, I don't know, or whatever. Okay.
Okay.
Sound cool? All right. We're just going to have fun.
Okay.
Perfect. So the first thing that your internet aunties want to know is, how old are you? And let me tell you why. It's because you're getting bigger and they can see your teeth coming in.
Oh.
Yeah. So how old are you?
I'm 7 years old.
You're seven. I love it. I love it. And what grade are you in?
I'm in first grade.
How does it feel being in a grade, like a whole grade?
Good.
Good? Yeah, you feel pretty grown up?
Yeah.
Yeah, you are. You read a lot of books. The next thing that they want to know is, what do you think about your mom's job going on stage?
I think I should go on stage too.
Oh my goodness. Are you trying to take my job?
No.
That's what that sounds like.
No, I'm trying to be with you.
Oh, I love it. I would love to have you with me every single day, cutie puff. The next thing that they sometimes want to know is, what do you think about having two mommies and two daddies and two dogs and two sisters? You have all these things. How do you feel about that?
I feel good that I have two things.
Two of everything? You are doubly special and doubly loved, aren't you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then another question that your intern aunties, they really want to know this one, like really, really badly. What do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be a pet sitter.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. Are you going to be a boss?
No.
No? You're just going to sit the pets? I'm here for that. Whatever you want to be is perfect.
I just wanted to be that because I like pets.
I love that. I think that's perfect. You know you can be anything you want to be on this entire planet.
Also, I want to be a person who picks up trash when it's not supposed to be there.
Oh, because, and why is that important to you?
Because then we won't have a planet anymore.
That's right. And so you care a lot about the planet, making sure it's clean?
Yeah.
I love that about you. You have such a big heart.
Because then we can make Tesla airplanes.
Oh, yeah. So, and why would Tesla airplanes be a good idea?
Because they look like they have bat wings.
Oh, really? So you think they're cool looking?
Yeah, and they're better for the planet because they're not like regular cars.
That's so, oh, you are just, how did you get so smart? Can you please tell me, how did you get so smart?
I got so smart about that part because the person who invented Teslas, and now we have a Tesla.
Oh, so yeah, so you did a lot of reading and learning and things like that?
Yeah.
You are a smart cookie. What am I going to do with you?
Keep me?
I'm going to have to keep you. I'm going to have to hug you, right?
Yeah, oh, but not too tight.
But not too tight. That's also true. I don't want to squeeze the stuffing out of you. We got to keep the stuff inside. So, cutie pie, thank you so much for taking time out to chat with me today.
You're welcome.
That was so fun. Do you have anything you want to say to your internet aunties before we go?
Yes.
What do you want to say to them?
I like meeting you.
Oh, that's so sweet. Oh, you're just the sweetest and the most precious. I love you to pieces, cutie pie.
Me too.
Hi, big tidy.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl. So it's fun because the internet aunties have a bajillion questions for you.
Yeah.
And it's also fun to talk to you because you're 16, so you have a cool happen in life.
Do I?
Yeah, you're the cool one. You've got all the cool things going on. You're the fashion model. You're the fun social life.
Yeah.
You're 16. I love this. So internet aunties, this is what it's like to have a teenager. I'm even glad that she agreed to do this because usually they're like, I'm not. I will not do these things.
No, everything's great.
Everything's great.
Just becoming my social butterfly.
Oh, is that what's happening right now?
Escaping the cocoon.
Great. Perfect. Perfect. So there are a bajillion questions. Some of them are just generic, like what's your favorite subject in school? And some are a little bit more personal, like, you know, how's it feel being single, but yet so devastatingly good looking, you know? So we can go over that. Now, of course, if there's anything that you don't want me to like ask or answer or whatever, if you're like, yeah, I'm not going there, just say so.
No comment.
No comment. There you go. Perfect. No comment. So let's dive in.
Let us shall.
Let us shall. We shall. We shall. We shall dive in. Okay. So first, how old are you?
I am 16 years old.
What's it like being 16?
It is oof.
Oof. It is oof. I tell you. Oof
is the perfect word to describe like age 12 through like 100.
You mean life or just general adulting?
Just oof.
The struggle is real. Yeah. I'm with you on that. I think you do a really good job being 16.
Yeah.
I think you're really smart. I think you have a great sense of self-worth. I think you're very respectful. You're a great student. You're pretty. No, you're pretty. Praise party. Guys, this is not the intent of this. I just can't help it. I can't help it. Is it awkward to have a mom who's always like, you're the best?
Kind of, yeah.
I'll fight. I'll fight for it. I wish someone would tell me you're not the best. Show up. Show up. Like, based on what?
That sounds really narcissistic. People tell me I'm the best all the time.
Because you are. Because you are. Listen, receive that truth.
Like, I walked into the library one day, and then the librarian was like, Christina, oh my God, you're here. I was like,
people love you. You're a light. You're a light, cutie pie, because you're smart, and you're beautiful, and you're hardworking, and you're generous and kind.
But, like, I didn't think she would remember me, because I hadn't been there in so long.
Oh, you are very memorable. Have you seen your eyebrows?
True.
Seared in my mind. Unforgettable.
There was a time. When they were dark and they were just too memorable.
I just want to make you feel better in letting you know we all have eyebrow struggles and they don't mean anything about who we are. Our past does not dictate our future. Preach, right? Preach on that. I love it. So, okay, the next thing is some of your internet aunties were following your dating life online.
Oh, yeah.
And there are two questions that I get about that more than anything else. The first question is, how do you feel having a mom who's out there on social media and is like, this is what my kids do. They missed the bus today. They blah, blah, blah. Like, how does that feel? Is that terrible? Is it the worst? And you can totally be candid. Go ahead.
This one time. Yeah, it was just this one time. It was that one time for like the bus video. And
yes,
like,
I remember.
My friend came up to me and they were like, oh, what happened to you this morning? Why were you late? Like, did you have to like walk to school or something? I was like,
jokes.
Did you really?
Did you really?
They were like, I saw it. Oh. That's like, oh my God.
Oh my gosh. I think that's probably the weirdest part is that like, I forget sometimes that your friends follow.
Yeah.
That part is the weirdest, but I also think that, and you can tell me if I'm wrong or if you disagree, but I think we do a really good job of trying to live a life that we're not embarrassed for people to see.
Oh yeah. No.
Yeah.
Embarrassed.
Yeah.
It's just like that.
Yeah. That cringy sort of laugh. But like, I think for the most part, we try to live a life that if somebody were to be standing in our house, that they wouldn't be like,
oh my God,
Walters did what? You know, and it doesn't mean that we're perfect. It's that we also show the hot mess. So we're like, no, like we're a disaster. And this is, I think, what's the thing we always say in our house? This is why we can't have a TV show.
Yeah.
Because if people saw this, they'd be like, what is wrong with these people? These people are just a spicy hot mess, you know? So, okay. And then the other thing they always want to know about is I love talking about your dating life.
Oh, yeah.
And this is, listen, you have to understand, part of it is because we can't date. I've been married for 10 years. Yeah. I've been living my whole life waiting for my babies to grow up. You know, I carried you in the womb for like 55 years. Mm. And then I went through that terrible C-section. No, none of these things happened. None of these things happened. However, I definitely enjoy watching your dating life. It is so funny to me. Like,
funny.
It's so funny because it's like you are so textbook, like just like perfect child. Like, not perfect. I mean, no one's perfect, but like textbook, like teenager. You know what I mean? Like, it's just the stuff is happening and it's just so fun for me to watch because, like, I just love it so much. I don't know. But then I still also have my like mom moment where I'm like, oh my gosh, that boy's going to get just, he's going to go through some things because he thinks he can come close to my child and these are not the best decisions. So I'm usually the crazy one.
Yeah, you are.
Usually you're like, mom, it's fine.
Yeah, like at Lowe's. your friend's a bit weird. That's my mom.
But the thing is, it's like I acknowledge that I may be the fire and the energy in the situation, but somebody's got to be. Can I use that as a thing? Somebody's got to be. Like,
I guess.
I mean, like, because here's the thing. I don't want them trying it. they try it, then you know what happens.
I mean, they'll just find out later if they try it. Maybe it's a whole thing. Try it in the first place. That's how we make the world a better place.
That's right. So we do know, everyone knows that you went to homecoming. You looked beautiful.
Thank you.
You were stunning as always.
No, I'm just wearing my
Louis Vuitton. Your Louis Vuitton. Yeah. Which is funny because you're like, no, you're literally like, I think I got everything at Target.
I don't even know, like, designer dresses seem
to I know, to even try. We're not like that.
Givenchy.
Givenchy. Yeah, we are not fancy. We're very regular. We're thrifters.
I almost said Chobani.
Chobani.
Like the yogurt.
It's my Chobani dress. That's classy. So, okay, so you had a boyfriend?
Yeah.
I wish you guys could see her face right now. People are curious because they were like, you know, all the intern aunties were really super excited because you had this new boyfriend. Like, tell us about it. How'd that go?
You see, like, you know, when just, like, things just don't work out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that.
It just didn't work out?
It just didn't work out. It was, like, I was trying really hard.
Yeah, you wanted it to work.
Yeah, like, I wanted it to work out. And then he was just like, I'm going to just make this hard.
And you were not here for that.
And I'm just like, nope, I'm going to just scoot over here.
That's right, because you know your worth. Right. You don't have, what you don't have is time.
Yeah.
So there's that part.
Because also, like, I have school.
Yep, priorities.
Don't got time to be arguing.
Yes.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of it. You're not into these high school relationships.
Tired.
I love it. So responsible. So he is out of the picture.
Yeah.
Which means you are on the market.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so just, you know, I'm saying, any internet aunties, feel free to slide into my DMs.
I feel like
with your 4.0 sons. I'm just saying that there's, you know, it's a big world.
Oh my God.
And you should use your platforms.
All right.
So if you have 4.0 sons, you know, we like, what, 6'4" better? We like a little bit height.
Oh
my it's okay.
God, I don't care.
Right? You know, Christian young males.
Oh my God.
Right? Who understand the importance of side hugs, right? Side hugs, tops, right? We'll hold hands after a couple of months of dating. Yeah, okay. Go ahead and slide in my DMs with your sons. We receive them. You're dying right now. You're like, oh God, Mom. All right. So let me bring it down a little bit. Let me take it a little more serious. Oh, let's bring it down a little bit. So what's it like? Your life has changed a lot in 4 years.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I know. So many things, right? We have moved from Maryland to Georgia. You've had one family life to another family life. You've got multiple parents and a sister used to have teeth and now doesn't have teeth. You used to have hair and now you don't.
You used to have braces,
now you don't. You know, so many things.
I have a personality, now I do.
You have always had a personality.
Yeah, but it was on the inside. Now I'm expressing it.
You're expressing it more. That's true. You are more vocal in sharing your shine, which we appreciate. Okay, wait a second. Are we doing all the gifts? Are we doing all the gifts right now or just some of the gifts? People don't know you can sing. We should save that for later.
We'll save that for when I'm like 20.
We'll save that for your 20.
I'll just come up with an album. You're like, no, Walter's daughter? Like, where has she been?
I'm like, yes, she can sing. And listen, that album could be terrible. Let somebody try to tell me it was. I'd be like, listen, my daughter can sing. She is good. I am that mom. I receive it. Okay, so what's it like having a different life? I know that you didn't expect it. You know, I didn't either.
But yeah.
Does it feel unusual? Does it feel like it fits?
Feel like it fits. Mm-hmm. But like, things happened really fast.
They did, yeah.
But I'm cool with it.
Like, exactly. I feel the same way where it's like, it feels like things happen quickly, but they happened organically is the best way I can describe it. Like, I don't feel like anything felt forced, but it was just like, okay, this is what makes sense next.
Yeah.
And then what else is there? Do you sometimes miss your biological mom? We get that question a lot.
No comment.
Okay, no comment. Now you're allowed to have no comment on that. Yeah. And then what's it like being the middle sister? Is that weird or is that something
It used to be so annoying.
Sure. Every middle sister auntie right now who's listening to this is nodding their head like, yes, preach. Like, it's like having a birthday on Christmas.
It's rough. You get all the hand-me-downs, but then you also have to like, hand down your clothes sometimes. Sometimes people would just steal your clothes.
You own nothing.
Nothing.
Ah, it's better now.
Then they would try to take it back. And I'm just like, it's not yours.
I just want to be heard. I get it. Okay. And then, so what is your favorite thing about our parenting and your least favorite thing about our parenting?
Favorite thing would probably, I don't even think that's like a thing, but like, we like actually hang out. Like we talked about this like a bunch of times, how like my friends, like they don't hang out with their parents like we do. Like
Oh, wow.
They don't like sit on the couch and like watch movies with their parents. They're like, oh, let's all go ice skating together.
Yeah, do activities like, and stuff like that.
They're like, oh, I'm going into my room and I'm going to go ice skating with my friends.
Right, and shut the door and stuff like that. Yeah, no, that's true. We don't actually, we have a rule. It's a rule, but it's not like a, oh my gosh, we're going to kill you type rule. But like, basically we all try to be in the same space in the house.
I mean, it's not even on purpose.
It's not even on purpose. Usually it's like, we just kind of gravitate. Yeah. But I think that the thing that I always try to share with people is that like, we're lucky because we love each other. We're family. Right. Yeah. But we also like each other, which I think is like a big difference. Yeah. Some people, I think that they may be family, they love each other, but like, I don't really like that person's personality. Yeah. So we like make each other laugh, like we get along.
Yeah.
So I think that helps. So I like that too. What is your least favorite thing? You can be totally candid. I won't edit it at all. I won't edit it at all. Go ahead. It'll be totally fine.
The least favorite thing.
I'm also open to feedback. You know, I'm always like, how can I be a better mom? So tell me, what's your feedback? What could I be doing better?
I feel like as I develop into a young woman, I'm already a young woman. As I develop into a woman, I should have more freedoms.
More freedoms. Life. I think it's very reasonable.
But that could also just be me being salty about not being able to get smoothies.
That's true. You did want smoothies this past week. And it did not fit with the schedule.
It didn't.
It was pretty crazy.
It was sad.
Yeah, it was. But no, I think you could definitely get smoothies. If you call your friends, you could probably go today if you want to after we're done.
All right.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But no, I do think that you're growing up a lot. It helps that you are so responsible and you are such a good decision maker.
Yeah.
And you have a very strong sense of self and what matters to you. So it's not, I have no problem. Honestly, one of the things that's nice is that when you're out there, I know you get to be a good example for other people because you're so good at saying like,
good
this
Samaritan,
is what I believe.
You know?
Yeah. You're so good about saying this is what I believe. So yeah, no, I mean, I talk about it with your dad all the time. I don't think we could have cooked better kids, you know, like I don't think I could have marinated some babies that are better than this. Yeah, I don't think I could have braised or boiled you better children than you guys. You guys came out perfect. I don't think they could have been as good looking. I don't think they could have been as smart. You guys are just absolutely my favorites.
You said boiled children.
Well, yeah, listen, I'm just saying in the process of one preparing of children, I don't think I could have made better ones.
Oh, thanks, girl.
You're welcome, girl. All right. Is there anything else you want to share with your internet aunties? Is there any thoughts that you have for them?
Hey, guys.
Oh, here's a question before we go. Everyone, because I'm going to ask this of your dad too when we chat also, is everyone always wants to know, how would you feel if we had a ton more kids?
Like, if we're talking about, like, babies, like, if you guys produced a baby.
A singular baby?
Mm-hmm. I mean, like, I wouldn't mind, but I mean, like.
A whole paragraph. Answers.
In the future, I would just be like. Gosh, why are you crying?
That sounds like a no to me.
Yeah,
okay, that's fine. If it makes you feel any better, I think we're good.
Just pass.
Yeah, if it's pass, right. We're good. You think, right. You think
there's enough babies in the world that there's we can just like, find one.
Okay, well, listen, that worked out for you, didn't it?
It worked out for us. It worked out. I hope.
You're the best. All right.
Children of the world.
Oh my gosh. It's like, so slide into my DMs, pictures of your kids also. You're the best. Thanks so much for taking time to chat with the internet aunties.
Thank you.
Bye.
It's been great having me.
Yeah, it's been great having you. It has been. That's what I say every day. All right. Bye, Katie.
Bye.
Okay. So it is so exciting to sit down with you. Even though we've done this a million times, right?
Yeah. We definitely have had our share of a little back and forth Q&A sessions.
Internet chats. So for those of you guys who are heard the shift, you know, we got to chat with the little ones first, but in this particular chat, it's me and the family. So we're answering some of the frequently asked questions that we get from everyone, especially after listening to episode one of our podcast. You know, episode one was the one where we explained how we became parents. And so we get a million questions ever, you know, since then about what it's like to be parents and things like that. And usually it's all business all the time around here, but I grabbed the family and I said, come on over here, help me knock this one out. So I'm going to dive right in on the tough questions. I'm not going to pansy around with what's your favorite color like I did with the kids.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to start with, okay, let's start with, first of all, I call you the hubbin.
Yes.
And I've done that from.
It's been years. I mean, decade. You know, we've been together for 10 years. We've been married for, I guess, 8.
I say 10. I don't actually agree with any numbers that you throw out there because I met you and I was like, I'm going to marry him. So in my head, it was already biblically ordained.
Well, we got engaged after about, 6 or 8 months?
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, We should do a whole chat, like, just us. If you guys want us to do that, just tweet us and let us know, or write it in the reviews where you, after you rate and comment and subscribe. You can go ahead and put in there if you want us to do just a couple's chat, because people always ask us about, like, what's it like being married? And I mentioned earlier in this chat that we'd almost gotten divorced in the first 3 years.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, and so we should do a thing where we just talk about that and okay. just, like, keep it reals. So, but let's go ahead. I think this one's mostly about family stuff, so I'm going to ask questions.
That's fine.
And then you can answer them.
I can answer them.
Okay. The first one is, and this comes up a lot, people always want to know, one, can I or were we planning on having any biological children?
We were definitely talking about it.
100%.
And we intended to. We came up with names.
Yeah, we had names, everything.
And the ones that we got, they don't have the same
names. They don't have those names. They came with different names. Yeah. I mean, you can't change them.
Yeah, you know, like I tried.
We tried. Your name is Guinevere. She was not trying to have it. She was like, that's not my name. No, that's not what happened. No, we absolutely had planned. We'd pick like a sort of time frame saying, let's get settled. Let's figure this out. Let's be married for this amount of time. And then maybe what, a year, 2 years before that, yeah. we met our kids.
Yeah.
So it wasn't. And if you listen to episode one, you'll understand why it was totally unexpected. And that wasn't the game plan. But we definitely planned on having our own kids and, you know, had the means to, and, you know, got everything set up so that we could, and it just didn't play it. God had other plans, and we rolled with those plans.
Yeah. I had always kind of figured that being together for like 5 years, mm-hmm. you know, without like any other factors getting involved, mm-hmm. Was something that would make a lot of sense.
Cause we liked each other yeah. and we had like stuff we were doing. So it was like fun to do that.
Right.
So, yep. Oh, and then, but people always want to know now that we have kids and we are youngest. So if you've forgotten, we have a 19-year-old, a 16-year-old and a 7-year-old. Our youngest is now 7 and in school. Are we planning on having any more children?
We are not.
Ah, you hear that, y'all? So, I personally don't believe that the factory is all the way closed. I will say that it's a, God will have to make it happen. Well, you know what I mean? It's not something I'm not pulling goalies off of, you know, soccer nets.
Yeah.
Gotta keep it Christian.
You were asking about a plan.
Yeah, right. Like I'm not actively out here like, all right, we are, you know, 12 months out or whatever, nothing like that. But definitely not trying to, just cause it's like, once you have three kids is a lot of children.
Yeah.
And also, like, the other thing that I think is a big factor for us is our youngest is 7. So we would be literally starting over. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's one of those things where it's nice to be able to, you know, feel like we've gone through all the phases. Like, we have a full-on, almost 20-year-old, you know, adult child. We have a all-the-way-real teenage child. We had all the things, the proms, that we've done all the stuff, you know? So mm-hmm. it's just like...
Yeah, and at one point we even watched an infant.
We did. Like, people don't know that. Yeah, my sister-in-law, you know, Josh's sister. Yeah, she, you know, wasn't well postpartum, and we actually took in an infant from 8 days old until a couple
I think
weeks.
It might have been, like, more like 14 days.
14 days, but totally unexpected.
It was, like, 6 weeks that we were watching.
Yeah, that we were taking care of, and that was birth control right there.
Yeah, it was.
We were like, you know what? We may be good on this. After that, we were like, 2 more years, 3 more years. So we've kind of experienced all the paths, and I think that we're good.
Yeah.
We're good there. So the next question that we always get is, this one always comes up a lot, because everyone knows that I'm extroverted and a talker, right? Mm-hmm. But who wears the pants in the family?
I like to think of it as being more of a division of labor mm-hmm. with this. Now, Nicole is sort of like the driving wheel and the accelerator, and I'm the brake. I get to say no anytime that I think that something's inappropriate or, you know, doesn't work for us in any way. But I also trust that she has good judgment in general. And I pretty much give her the leeway to decide where we're going, as long as it's not something that I think isn't where we should go.
Yep. I think that's the term that we use in our house is veto. So basically, I consider myself really blessed to have a husband who's like, you know, I trust you. I believe in you and go, you know what I mean? And I will support and stand and do whatever it is that I need to do to make sure that things work out, because I know that, you know, you have our family first in mind. But I also, with that, honor him with a lot of respect, where if he puts his foot down, which he doesn't do too often, but if he puts his foot down or sets parameters around things, you know, saying this does not work for me, our family, our home, or where I see our family going, like, it's a no argument. It's done. Like, I got it. Shut down.
Right. I mean, you got to keep in mind that I'm married to a CEO and mm-hmm. she's married to a lawyer, a counselor right. at law.
Yep.
And that really does define in many ways what our personalities are.
You're so right.
And mm-hmm. therefore the roles that we serve within are not only the business, but also within the household.
You nailed it. Yeah. So it's one of those things where I may have an idea or a concept and come to him with something sort of loosely sketched out, like, hey, this is what I think makes sense for next steps. And he basically has to approve it, you know, and oftentimes he'll approve it, alter, modify, research data, tell me how it will work or won't work, you know, and then my job is to really execute, you mm-hmm. know, and come back with results, you know, and say like, hey, this is what I'm thinking and how it needs to be modified. And he'll, you know, adjust accordingly. And then when it comes to like the day-to-day, like life stuff, where I think that you really shine and where I appreciate you a lot is you're good at keeping stuff stable. And my job is dealing with the ad hoc, like yeah. the ad hoc, the crazy, whatever. So, and then just sort of working in 10 years, we've learned where we shine best and we're very comfortable letting each other shine in those areas.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And I think that being married, one of the hardest things is that a lot of people don't appreciate or respect that when your marriage is defined within your marriage, like you're okay. You know, like, so for some people from the outside, they might say, man, that Nicole talks all the time or never lets him have his moment, but they don't realize that in the home, I have to work on my self-esteem. Y'all give me a hard time. Y'all keep me in check all the way.
I think that it's important that within your relationship, mm-hmm. That you define your own roles based on who you are mm-hmm. and who your partner is, mm-hmm. not based on what society tells you you're supposed to be.
Ooh. And he gonna preach on that one. So that's great. That's awesome. So that said, let's tie into just as an example, getting our girls, right? So that was definitely a Nicole thing.
Yeah.
And we laugh because this is, it's very much my nature. I come home and I'm like, so I'm quitting my job and here's how it's going to work.
Yeah.
Or, hey, I was outside and I ran to the Family Dollar and I found 3 dogs. Or, you know, remember that Summer of Dog?
Oh, God.
It was like every time I text him, I was like, I found another one. I couldn't help it. I was just like, I can't. So it's not uncommon. He's used to me saying I've got some new hijink or I've got something new that I swear is going to pay off. Right. I wish you guys could see his face. He's just sitting here grinning like, oh my gosh, something new.
Well, you know, I am a stabilizer and Nicole is a disruptor.
That's right. And it works well together. But so just as an example with the girls, you know, that was how that worked. I said, hey, this is kind of what this is looking like. Here's how I think we can help. Mm-hmm. If you are okay with it for this stage, is this okay? And then you always had to approve it. And then we would stay in the game, you know? And then if I was like, hey, so I'm detecting that things seem to be shifting a little bit. And this is a new way that we're going to need to respond. Meaning, you know, before it was just picking them up and dropping off food. And now I need to have them over to help them with homework or whatever, you know? And then you would say, yes, I support that, or no, I don't support that, or this is okay. And that's literally how we ended up being parents because, you know, it was like, hey, you know, and if you go back and listen to episode 1, you'll know more, but it got to the point where it was like, hey, I really think we're going to need to be show up full time for these babies.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. No, I mean, it was definitely something where you were the driver on that, but we had multiple discussions along the way.
Oh, the whole time.
We
still do.
Yeah. Well, I mean, at this point, it's not really a discussion. I mean,
well, no, but we do about like the raising and the rearing. You know what I mean? Like all the time. Like with one of the things that came up a lot in the questions was, what's it like having an adult child? Like Big Tiny's not around as much anymore. And I think it's weird for people because they've only seen us be a family for 4 years. And, but they forget that Big Tiny's almost 20. So it's like, we got her and she was out, you know what I mean? So we're parenting adult kids right away, you know, and she's literally in a place where she's making her own decisions and needs to be making her own decisions mm-hmm. and, you know, making her own choices of her own life. And it's like very age appropriate, you know, she's not even just 18, she's literally almost 20. So, but we still have conversations about it because as parents, you know, to adult children, we're like, okay, so
when she comes over, you know, like if she wants to move back in, what would that look like? You know what I mean? If she's going to live with us full time, you know, or if she, cause right now she's like, you know, she's grown, she's got a place, she's got a boyfriend, you know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like, what does that look like? And how much help is appropriate amount of help, you know, and how much help is, you know, letting her be an adult. So she's like, hey, can you pay my rent, my bills, my food? And you guys should see Hubbin's face. Hubbin's like, ah, we all do that. You know what I mean? But like, you know, how much is that? Or, you know, if she just says, well, hey, mom, can you send me groceries?
Yeah, you just
know,
did that.
I just sent groceries the other day. But, you know, that type of thing. Like, you know, of course I'll fill your fridge with tasty, healthy foods, you know, like that sort of thing. But those are the type of things that I think we always have to talk about the same way.
Yeah. There was, you know, a period where opting out was like on the table.
Yeah, where we were just like, is this something that we're going to do at all?
Right.
You know?
Like, this feels like an awfully big thing.
Mm-hmm.
This feels like really like,
because we're taking in three whole human lives. You know what I mean? Like, and we knew that once you, one thing I think that was very clear to us was that at that point, it's not our life anymore.
Yeah.
That everything is going to be for these kids. Like, we are going to move out of our home. We're going to move into a different school district. We are going to, I mean, all in or all out.
Yeah. I mean, the interesting thing about it was that along the way, each individual decision was very much a, well, this makes sense.
Well, this makes sense.
You know, this this is like what we should do.
Which is how we make most of our calls in our life.
Yeah. But if you had told us.
Oh, you're not wrong. If we'd look back on it now,
if you had told us,
none of it makes sense.
The
it's crazy.
You know, when we first got involved, that we would become parents.
Oh yeah,
you
no, know, never.
It would have been just completely unfathomable.
Like laughable. Like, I mean, also because we were so young too, like 28, you know, and like, it's not even thinking that. Not like, you would never think of me 28 with a 14-year-old, you know what I mean? So that was crazy pants. But yeah. Oh, this is one that I think is interesting because I never thought about it before. So when did they start calling you mom and dad and how did that feel?
I know that it was in our last house that happened when everyone, you know, was moved in and they were going to better schools.
Yeah.
And part of it was actually a conscious decision for all of us because we didn't want our kids to feel weird. You know, like when we were picking them up, like for them to be like, hey,
have to explain, like, because before they called Mr. Josh and Miss Nicole.
Yeah.
So we just didn't want them to have to explain that. So we just let them know, like, you can call us whatever you want to call us.
Right.
And like, we're okay with that. Whatever's normal.
Yeah. And it became, you know, like they were quick to adopt the mom and dad thing.
Right. I mean, if you keep in mind our little one we had since she was three. So at this point we've had her longer than we have not had her. And then our middle one we've had through her formative years, you know, like her preteens to teenagers.
Right.
And so, and then our elder one was pretty quick to, you know, be like, I'm here for the mom and dad. Like, and so all of our kids call us mom and dad to this day. And then their biological parents, they call mommy and daddy.
Yep.
So like, that's the distinction. And then, I know that I would say that it was probably most, it's weird. I think it was probably the most unusual for our middle one to like adopt and feel comfortable with it, you know, like kind of, this is something I want to do, but it feels a little awkward, but I'm, you know, but I want to do it.
Right.
But I think it feels more natural for her now.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Which is interesting that our little one, it's like, that's just our names. So like also our kids refer to their biological parents. They refer to us as mom and dad too. So I think that that just shows kind of, it's weird. It's like, I don't know what the rules are on how this sort of thing is. And it was such an unusual situation, you know, to say the least. But I think that we all make it work for us, you know, and their biological parents are still in their lives. You know, like we talk to them more than once a week if we can, usually. And, you know, everybody's got challenges, you know, and so they, I definitely feel like they do the best they can within their abilities, I guess is the best way I can describe it, with the challenges they have. But yeah, I mean, like, we do visits when we can do visits. We, you know, they're open and part of their lives. And we are not under any circumstances like, no, they, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we've always looked at it as some degree of just like we're an enlarged family, if you will. We know that there are going to be a lot of questions as the kids get older. And it's important to us to be able to answer all those questions honestly. And, you know, and we think that having their parents in their life to be able to be part of that conversation is important as well.
Yeah. I would say that the role that they play is almost more of a grandparent
That's true.
Type situation.
That's true.
Where, you know, like when they come around, it's like, oh, let's have fun.
Yeah, holidays, I'm going to, checking in,
you know, right. Spoil you.
Right.
Whatever.
But we don't have to worry about like stability or day to day or safety or food or any of those things. Because we can make sure that they're covered there. And daily love.
Yes.
Lots of that. So, and this is now shaping up to be one of the longest chats that I've ever had. Usually they're, you know, people always say, man, I wish they were a little longer, you know, so this one's a little longer, but that's it. Hubbin, thank you for sitting down and chatting. We answered, I think, most of the questions. If there are any other questions that you guys have, you can feel free to shoot them out to us. You can always reach out to me via social media. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, or you can just drop me an email at info@NicoleWalters.tv. If you are looking for the best small business attorney in the entire world, why are you laughing? Why are you laughing? These are facts. The best small
I think I'm pretty good. I honestly
he's the best.
Don't know who the best would be.
Well, I'm saying that it's claimed. Hashtag claimed. That's you. So you can find out more about the Hub and Where.
WheelhouseLegal.com. That's spelled just the way it sounds.
WheelhouseLegal.com. Guys, thanks so much for taking the time out to just chat and for being so kind and so loving to my family. For many of you who've been watching this journey, not just through entrepreneurship, but to becoming a family, you've seen this whole thing play out online. It is not easy having an unconventional family, and it's even more challenging at times to share the good, the bad, and the ugly that comes along with it. But it's our hope that in sharing our truth that we help you live in your own. And above all else, we just want to say, you know, have your heart open to whatever God has for you, because that could be in the form of a family, that could be in the form of a business, that could be in the form of taking whatever gifts that you have and putting them out into the world in order to change it. And I'm going to be helping a lot of you live in person in Atlanta, Georgia, March 23rd and 24th in Atlanta. I'm having my very first live event. It's called 1K One Day Live. And if you actually go to 1KOneDayLive.com, you can grab your seats now. We are over 90% sold out, but I am so excited to meet you, be on the ground. I may be able to talk the Hubbin and the kids into making quick appearance and popping up and cheering you guys on, but it's going to be an amazing experience. So I can't wait to see you March 23rd through the 24th. So many of you already grabbed your tickets. For those of you guys who don't have them, you can get them now at 1K One Day Live. I am excited to get back to our quick 10-15 minute chats right while you're in the car next week. Next week's going to be a good one. A lot of you had a lot of questions about how do I do all of these things? How do I handle the tough moments? Because yes, we have a lot going on and our family is unconventional. And in next week's podcast, I want to tell you about what it looks like and what it feels like to have high, lofty goals for yourself. And one of the number one reasons why I don't know if I could be a mom all over again. And why I don't know if I could even have kids, because this thing inside me is the very thing that I think would keep me from being able to do that effectively if I don't learn how to master it. And I've been working on it and I've got some tactics. So I want to share those with you in our next chat. Thanks so much for spending the time with me, friend.
Thanks so much for listening, friend. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to NicoleWalters.com. I'd love for us to stay in touch. So make sure you drop your email address so I can send you inspiration, business details, and the occasional funny story. And because I'm so generous, there might even be a selfie in the mix. Thanks again. Make sure you subscribe and come back soon.